महाराष्ट्र धर्म डिफाइंड बाय समर्थ रामदास स्वामी इज द स्पिरिचुअल बैकग्राउंड ऑफ धार्मिक रेजिस्टेंस टू सुल्तानी टिरेनी दैट टुक प्लेस इन महाराष्ट्र इन द मिडल ऑफ द 17th सेंचुरी अंडर द लीडरशिप ऑफ भोसले छत्रपतीज. इट वॉज छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज हु एम्बॉडीड द टर्म महाराष्ट्र धर्म. Two letters were sent by Samarth to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, which were titled Rajdharm and Akshatradharm, forming the principal backbone for understanding the concept of Maharashtra Dharma. Rajdharma. Rajdharm referred to as the duty of the kings, mainly focused on Vyavhar Niti that the kings must adopt or follow so that they can keep their kingdom intact and have their servants abide by their side. The core of having a prosperous life is to behave with your intellect intact. Thinking and rethinking things before making an important decision can help an individual avoid major blunders. According to Rajdharm, kings should never forget the limiters of justice, as without justice, everything is considered meaningless. Weak leadership can lead to anarchy. Therefore, it is essential to have a firm hold over the kingdom. While ruling over a kingdom, the kings are surrounded by several people. It is not recommended to measure them using single metrics. Instead, a king must measure them accordingly and assign the respective jobs. Kings should follow their royal duties, fight like warriors on the battlefield, and should follow the ritualistic puja part, Swadharma, when with Dev Brahmanas. Kshatradharma. Kshatradharma, according to Samarth, is not for dimwits. In his opinion, the depressed dimwits either run away or die on the battlefields. Either way, it is considered to be disgraceful. The king who fights the battles and wins enjoys the riches. As per Akshatradharma, no matter even if the king dies on the battlefield while fighting, he attains Sadgati and gets reborn as a Kulin individual. Similar lines, Hato va prapyasi swargam, jitva va bhokshasi mahim, tasmat utthisht kaunte yudhe krute nischaye, was said by Shri Krishna to Arjun in Mahabharata. The same lines were even said by Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj to Raja Chhatrasal Bundela. Characteristics of Maharashtra Dharma. There are 6 characteristics of Maharashtra Dharma. First, Aishwarya Kansha or aspiration for prosperity is conducive to nationalism. It is Ramdas who propagated the aspiration of prosperity among people. According to him, without motivation for prosperity, it is not possible to create an independent nation. In his words, those people who are accomplished will enjoy prosperity and those people who are not accomplished will become poor. Prapanch or desire to lead a worldly life. It is the second characteristic of Maharashtra Dharma. As per Ramdas, an ideology of renunciation is considered detrimental to nation building. In his words, an individual must lead a worldly life well before taking the path of spiritual ends, and those individuals who neglect their family or responsibilities and sought to achieve salvation tend to become impoverished. Lok Jagrati or enlightening the people. Educating and organizing people and encouraging unity among them are significant objects that lead to nation building. According to Ramdas, educate people, try to make them wise and keep them organized by fostering unity among them. Shakti or physical strength. When it comes to nation building, Shakti has been given a significant place in the Maharashtra Dharma. No nation gives significance to a weakling. While explaining the importance of Shakti or physical strength, Ramdas says that it is the physical strength by which the kingdoms are won and ingenuity encourages efforts. A person who is capable of combining both physical strength and ingenuity in him becomes an abode of prosperity. As a result, worshipping Lord Ram and Hanuman is considered important in Maharashtra. Yatnadev or activism. Ramdas, in this 5th characteristic of Maharashtra Dharma, highlighted the importance of efforts by saying that effort or struggle is considered as God, and people gifted this particular quality are fortunate enough. Without efforts, there prevails poverty. Swarajya or self-government and Swadharma, duties of one's varna. Swarajya here is described as an objective and Swadharma is a means to achieve the same objectives. According to Ramdas, it is vital for people, especially the ones who belong to Brahmin and Kshatriya varna, to observe their Swarajya and Swadharma, take the nation to its glorious state. If you want to know anything else about history, please leave it in the comment box so that I can come back with it. If you have liked the video, please like, share and subscribe. Thank you.